to the Miami Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Zach 305. I'm joined by my co-host, West Coast Still in the Second, and Saeed.
Yo. Now what's going on, man?
What up?
First episode, hype. Woo! Oh my man, I'm hoping it turned out good, man. Something to do. I already let the wife know. Hey, babe, you got to give me like 45 minutes to an hour. I'm about to go talk Hurricane football. She knows the deal, so she left me alone. I don't know if we can do this every day, but I know some days I got a little cash now.
It's all real because of the stupid coronavirus.
So what's up, guys? This is Saeed. Just real quickly, what are your thoughts on the coronavirus? Just real quickly, because that's probably the number one thing on most people's mind at the moment who's listening to the podcast.
Oh, I am not going to, like, this coronavirus, it is affecting a lot of stuff, man. I don't really think it's going to get this crazy. I feel like we're in a movie, bro. Like, everything's shutting down. It's crazy. Like, what's up with the toilet paper? I do not understand the correlation between a virus and toilet paper.
I know, right? That's for real.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I'm going to tell you what's crazy. And one thing I noticed is, and I've been asking people around, like, do you know anyone who's actually gotten the coronavirus? Like, I've been asking people, have you seen anyone on Facebook or someone on Twitter or like a friend of a friend that's gotten it? And everyone I talk to says no.
Yeah, I mean, but it's probably a small crowd versus the millions of people in the States. Like, we have one person confirmed, like, 25 minutes away from where I live, but I don't know. It was some old 65-year-old dude. Then we had a girl I work with that picked up somebody from the airport that he was confirmed, and so she's quarantined. But, I mean, a lot of people are getting sick right now, but also it could be a common cold or it could just be a regular flu.
Exactly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know what I'm saying. Some people have, like, symptoms that I was sick for, like, 2 days. I was out for, like, 2 days, but it was, like, a common cold. My wife was, she was, like, bedridden, but then, like, she didn't have, like, the fever, which is, like, a symptom of the coronavirus, stuff like that.
Yeah, and you just seen earlier today the actor Idris Elba.
Yeah.
He got it from Rudy Gobert.
Also the dude from Game of Thrones.
Which one? Tormund? Which one?
Tormund, the one that was with the wildling.
Oh, he got it?
Yeah, he got it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's not like these celebrities are dying from it, though.
No, they're just dying.
I mean, people are dying, but, like, people die from the flu every year, too. I'm not a medical professional, though, so please don't take my...
I think it's the same.
Come on.
So I guess let's get back to topic. Let's get back to why we're here tonight, and why we started this podcast, which is Miami Hurricane football.
Exactly.
Get it.
Man, my favorite team, our favorite team, should be America's favorite team. Especially if they watch those 30 for 30s. And if they've ever been to the city of Miami. Let's get it. Oh, before we do that, I know some people might be wondering why it's West Coast Zoda Second. A lot of people know already. I keep getting suspended. I'm just going to keep adding numbers to my new West Coast Zoda time. So if you see West Coast Third to Fourth, Fifth, it's probably just going to be me coming back to that.
Hey, so Zoe, like, can you give us the story as to how you got suspended from Twitter?
Honestly, man, I do not, man. I try to stay away from political. I try my hardest to stay away from political things, to stay away from racial things, anything that could be controversial, people sexuality, anything like that. So I don't know how I got. I might have been attacked by a couple of supporters from a political party. They could not like what I said. It wasn't nothing crazy, but I think it was after it was what was the school that Xavier was supposed to come again? Oh, Deerfield Beach, right?
Yeah.
He had like a kid. You know, he was shot at his grandpa's funeral, right? And then I just posted out, like, you know, RIP to the kid and his family. That's it, you know, just paying condolences. And then some crazy lady comes on there, and she's like, you did this. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, you and your community. She started going off on how black people should be voting Republican and how it's killing us. I was like, what are you talking about? I called her a crazy lady because I didn't know her. And she started telling me I kill people, and I'm responsible for every black person's death in the black community. And I guess that could have been as hurt because I called her a crazy lady. I'm not sure. But she was saying some weird stuff, man. They're out of nowhere. Her posse came, and they was like, you need to vote Republican. Like, who are you? Why are we talking politics? I'm just trying to talk football. You know, it's a kid that just passed. Like, I don't know, man. That's what I think it was, but I'm not 100% sure.
Nah, I got you. So Zach, yeah, you're based in Utah, right?
Yeah, Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Yep.
So, like, how did you become a Miami Hurricanes fan all the way out there in Salt Lake City?
I had a couple friends who got me into it a couple years ago, and I've been stuck to it ever since, like 3 or 4 years ago. And I've been a diehard ever since.
Was it in March?
Yeah, it was March. She got me into it a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. That's dope, man. Those are good guys, though. Those are good guys. I love those guys.
Yeah, they're awesome.
How about you, Saeed, man? How'd you become a king, man?
I mean, I'm going to tell you what's crazy about my story is, like, growing up, I kind of liked, I hate to say it, I was digging, like, Florida a little bit when I was younger, when I was 8 or 9. Danny Werfel and, you know, those teams back in the day, I was like, man, I kind of like this team, you know? But I don't know, man. It was just that 2001 team. That 2001 team. First, actually, the first moment where I really noticed Miami was Edgerrin James against UCLA. I'm not sure if you guys remember that game. Like UCLA was like the number one team or the number two team in the country, and Edge ran for like almost 300 yards. And that kind of made me a fan. And then that 2001 team, that 2001 national championship, and Sean Taylor, Ed Reed, man, just loving those guys, loving that team, just it made me a diehard. I've been a diehard ever since, really.
Living in Utah my whole life, the Utah Utes, have you guys heard of those guys?
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I used to always cheer for them. The last couple years, they've let me down. So I just stopped liking them. I became a Canes fan 4 years ago, and I've liked them ever since.
So, question for you guys. What are your thoughts on last season, the 6-7 season, as far as Manny Diaz? First season, what are your thoughts on last season? I don't really want to get too much into last season, but what are your thoughts on last season?
Well, it's kind of disappointing to see the offense not do as well. We didn't have a good – well, we did have a good quarterback, but he was inconsistent throwing, couldn't scramble most yards when he was running, couldn't get open passes for his receivers. The defense was complete trash last year at the end of the season versus –
See, I don't, FIU. Man, I don't pit nothing on the defense last season. I don't pit 1 ounce of blame on it. Actually, I pit one game on the defense, and that's the Carolina game. The fourth and 17 or something like that?
Man, that was the hardest season I've ever watched.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad season. It was definitely a pretty bad season.
But everyone's going off on Lashley.
Oh, yeah. So what are your thoughts on that? Like, I think Lashley, he posted on Twitter. I guess he retweeted President Trump. Because I guess they had a national day of prayer on this past Sunday. And Brett Lashley retweeted him. I think he said, I'm happy to have a president that believes in prayer or something like that. And I heard some people upset about that. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I think he could have just stayed away from it and got ready for this upcoming season. But he got a lot of people upset, but it is what it
is. Zoe, you there? On.
Yeah. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Something's happening to my AirPods. But,
yeah.
With the rat thing, man, look. I follow the president on Twitter, too. That's not saying I support him, but I've been following, since I had Twitter, I follow every president of America, just so I can see what they say.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't nothing negative, man. He's talking about a National Day of Prayer. Rhett's a believer. He wanted to retweet about prayer. I don't think that was cause to attack the dude. He didn't do nothing wrong to me. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like he was like, we need to keep these people out of our country. Nothing crazy. Hey, yeah, this is your prayer. I agree with prayer. That makes sense.
I mean, I agree with you, Zoe. I would say anyone who has a problem with that, that person needs to look at themselves.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until other people That's were true. Talking about it. And then I went to the tweet, and they were just going off. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, like, this Trump hate is crazy, man. It's freaking
I get it. Like, some people, a lot of people, they do not like the guy. I get it, right? A lot of people don't like Obama. A lot of people don't like George Bush, right? And I understand. You have, like, there's no perfect president. No one's going to agree with anybody. But at the end of the day, it's like, just let Rhett live, man. As long as he gets our boys good, and he's not pushing his political views on anybody, which I don't think he was. We all right, man. I just want to win. Most important.
I feel you. I feel you. So Zoe, like, favorite player. Like, who's that player you would say, yeah, that's my favorite player? Zach, who's your favorite player? Of all time.
Ray Lewis. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, even though he didn't play too many years. And then Ed Reed, of course. The Hall of Famer. Gotta show him some love. And then my last one is DJ Dallas.
DJ.
Oof. What are you guys' thoughts on him going to the NFL? Because there was some people saying, oh, he's not going to get picked in the first or second round.
Let's get to that in one sec. First, Zoe, like, who are your favorite players?
I'll go two on offense and defense, right? One of my favorite players, obviously, is Ed Reed. Just because... I mean, Sean Taylor is, you know, he's right up there too. But, man, I've watched Ed Reed from college and the NFL, right? And I've watched Sean Taylor in college and NFL too. But it's like I've witnessed just me seeing that Ed Reed single-handedly when, like, that play, I think it was Boston College, right, on the 2001 run where, he, like, gets the ball from his own teammate, takes it to the house. I'm like, I've never, like, that hustle and that, like, will to win. I could never imagine myself, even in the spur of the moment, doing something like that to win the game like that hard. I was like, yo, like that. And he's such a smart player. I was like, yo, he's my favorite. And he's not the biggest dude in the world. He's super fast, but he wasn't the fastest on the team. Like, he just had so much heart, and he wanted to win so bad. I just gravitated toward him, man. He's arguably my favorite Hurricane player of all time. And my number one offensive player of all time, honestly, is probably, like, Duke Johnson.
I feel you.
And it's because, like, when Duke came, because Duke was a five-star, one of the highest-rated players in the country, and we were in some dark times, right? And we were, like, we had the bowl sanctions. We had, like,
the golden years.
Scholarships. Yeah. And it was, like, for that kid to be, like, no matter through all this, I'm going to stay home and try to make this team good. He, you know, he did his best, right? We had some up and down seasons while he was here, but it was I saw that emulated in DJ as well, and that's why I kind of like DJ too. But I feel like him, like Chad Thomas, that group of kids, man, like just like, you know, we're gonna stay home. And even though they didn't win a national championship, the fact that they chose to stay home and they still made it, better, right? Still getting paid, but they're
question.
Tried,
did you?
I'm like, yo, I love it.
Did you ever see Duke play in high school?
I did not.
I heard. You know, I'm not from the area. I'm not from down there. But I heard he was like the best running back ever.
Dude, no, my high school was, like, right behind Miami Northern High School. So, like, I seen the school and stuff, but by the time when he was in high school, I was already in the military. So I was already out. I was in Colorado by that time.
Yeah, so I mean, for me, as far as my favorite player, it's in college it was Sean Taylor. In the pros, I would say Ed Reed, but in college it was man. He was just a freak.
Dude, yeah, there were three interceptions. Like that's really hard to do, man.
He was just a freak, man. You know, he was a freak, and he showed up every big game. He showed up.
That's true. He just had, you know, what they call him, God's safety. You know, he just had that natural, like, I'm just better than everybody else, and he worked hard, which made him even better than everybody else.
And you see it every year in the NFL draft. They always say, you know, or high school recruits, they always say, oh, man, he could be the next Sean Taylor.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the number one comparison I hear more than any other player.
Like, you know, and, you know, he gets so much respect. He got so much respect. But even, like, Knowles and Gators would be like, I look up to Sean Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
You got Alabama players that's like, I want to play like Sean Taylor. Like, LSU, like, any like top safety in America, you'll hear them say, I want to play like Sean Taylor. You know what I'm saying? That just goes to speak volumes on this guy's greatness, man.
No, absolutely. Rest in peace, Sean T.
Yeah, I know, man. R.I.P. Sean T, man.
Rest in peace, R.I.P.
So, next topic. Let's talk about recruiting philosophy. There's a big debate as to whether we should stay local, like be really hard or go really hard after these top local kids, like James Williams. Who else? Who are some of the top local kids? Savion Collins,
Tay-Day,
Tay-Day, yeah, all of them. or we should go for more of a national approach. How do you feel about that?
All right, so I'm being real with you. I'm a little passionate about this one here, right? Because I used to be on the side of a lot of Canes fans are Canes fam rather, are on the side of, hey, let's keep our backyard. But here's the thing, that strategy hasn't worked in a very long time. And I know a lot of people are kind of fed up with, like, I'm on the side now, it's like, hey man, go get the talent. Like, we got with David Njoku from Jersey. Like, a lot of our best players, Ed Reed from Louisiana, but Ken Dorsey was from California. Like, a lot of our best players have come from out of state. To me, I mean, look, we look at our kids first. I say, give those guys some play. But do not just say, all right, we're going to get top talent from South Florida. It's not going to happen. We could win three national championships in a row, and we'll still lose out of top talent. And I get it. Like, some kids need to leave South Florida. I say that all the time. Like, I have cousins that need to leave South Florida. Because some people, that's all they know. Right? And I've been to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of fun. Arizona State is kind of fun. Like, the parties and all that stuff. And granted, I was like 21 and stuff, 22 when I was going over there just partying. But when I was younger, I never understood, like, why would a kid want to go to Wisconsin? And then Nebraska. I had a buddy that I went, yeah, exactly, Nebraska. And I drove to Nebraska, still, I wasn't impressed. But, like, yeah, but when it's college game day, they said that the Cornhusker Stadium, I forget the name of the stadium, that becomes the unofficial largest city in Nebraska, like, most populated, is that stadium. Because everyone, the Go Big Red, they're all about their team. So I get it. Like, it's a different vibe. And honestly, you got some kids, it's like, hey, if you're rolling with a bad crowd, right? And this is obviously not, a lot of kids have their head on straight. But there's some, you know, you don't see them as a bad crowd, but they're just your friend, right? And now University of Miami, if let's say you were getting into trouble, you could still get into that trouble. But if you're gone to, like, I don't know, Eugene, Oregon, that, like, if you want to find trouble, you can still find it, but a lot of temptations left behind. So some kids, I'm like, you know what, go ahead, leave. To me, so my official stance is, if the kid really wants to come to Miami, or, you know, they're really considering us and they're really good and they're in South Florida, yes, they're number one on the board. But if we're in a kid's top 10, or we had a kid that forgot to put us on the image, oh no, but Miami's still in it.
Leary, right? Was it Leary?
It could have been. I forget who it was. But I remember he was, oh, I forgot to put Miami in the edit, but they're still in it.
Yeah.
But then we got the Ortiz Jr. kid, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's from Arizona.
Yeah, he wants to come to Miami.
He wants to come to Miami. Four-star, good kid, great athlete. I put him above any South Florida DB that wins the top 10. I don't care who you are.
And I think me and you talked about it offline. It's about Miami Palmetto or Palmetto. Like, they got five or six, like, really top-level kids. And it looks like we're not going to get not one of them.
Oof.
It's crazy, man.
So, this is tough because some of them, like, and honestly, to have all five, it's tough anyways, right? Because don't get me wrong, like, some of them could just be born Gators fans. Because if you pay attention, right, a lot of kids, a lot of adults, you kind of grow up becoming a fan of whoever's good at the time, right? So when I was a kid coming up, Miami was dominated, right? And from there, I gravitated towards it. But then when Tim Tebow era was coming up, like my little cousin, who was born and raised in North Miami, he's a Gator fan.
Yeah.
Right? And he's never been to Gator besides on some like official visits, but he's a Gators fan. My uncle, you know, when he was watching football like in the 90s and stuff, Florida State was balling, right, as well. So he's a Florida State fan. So honestly, I think it just goes in waves. Whoever's good at the time when you really start watching, that's kind of who you gravitate to towards. And so these Palmetto kids, if the same case goes with them, we haven't been number one that started watching, right? It's been Florida State and even the Gators. We had a really good 2017 season.
Yeah,
that was like.
But if okay, I want to build off that point. Okay, the 2017 or 2018 season, we were really good. Okay. We were really good, and the number two 5-stars, the number one and number two cornerback in the countries were local. They both played at American Heritage. It was that Tyson Campbell and
Patrick Tan Jr.
Yeah. If you think I got a hypothetical for you, let's say 1 year the top two cornerbacks in the country were from the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You think both of them would go to a different school other than Alabama?
Nope. I'm be honest with you. I think they go to Alabama. Though, one could go to Auburn, but I'm pretty sure they both go to Alabama. If Alabama is as good as they are now, I believe they both go to Bama.
I just thought that 2018 year, because we won. We had a good year. We had a turnover chain, everything. Two 5-stars, the best two corners in the nation. Well, Colts, both of them. You know, I know. Everybody knows that's a big debate about Rump, you know.
Yeah.
whether he's carrying his weight or not. And,
I mean, he got some DBs. He got some DBs.
I mean, if you're ever on the message boards like Kane's Insight, there's a big contingency of fans that says Rump needs to go.
Yeah, I see that.
And
I don't think he needs to go.
I'm more on that side of after 2018. I was like, yo, he needs to go.
That was some tough L's. I ain't gonna lie, but I mean, he likes to recruit. Like, I feel like personally, players his size, like his body type, so he can teach the way he plays.
But
I mean, we got
but I mean, yo, I heard like he coached Tyson Campbell when like he was a little kid, when he was like 7-8 years old. He coached him in high school and he still couldn't get it, man. I don't know, bro. It's just crazy.
Hey Zach, I got a question for you, bro.
Yeah.
You could choose one state to add a pipeline to. Same thing for you, Saeed. Like, one state to add a pipeline to. What state are you choosing?
Other than California and Texas and Georgia. Let's remove California, Texas, and Georgia, I would say, because everyone's trying to get...
I got one.
Okay, Zach, go ahead.
Just for fun, I was going to throw out Utah, but it's not as big, but maybe, I don't know, up back east somewhere. Like, I was saying Georgia as well, there's lots of product up there.
Yeah, we got a little pipeline there, though, a little bit. How about you, Sai? Because I don't want to say this, and I don't want people to come at me crazy.
I would say, I'm going to be a little biased. Like, I live in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I would say North Carolina.
That's cool, because I don't think we don't really get any kids from
that. The last, really. I mean, we got Quentin Williams from Charlotte this year.
Yeah.
We had Braxton Berrios. He's from Raleigh. We had Braxton Berrios. The thing about North Carolina, there are a lot of good players in North Carolina, and there's not a dominant team in North Carolina. For years and years and years, like Tennessee would come in here, Georgia would come in here, South Carolina would come in here and take the best players. Now, this last year and this year, I don't know if you're watching what Mac Brown is doing.
Who's not? Everyone's watching what he does. This is unreal right now. I hope it doesn't work.
Bro,
they don't stay.
Bro, he's Mac Brown is locking it down.
I know. I don't know how is this happening?
Like I said, there's not a dominant. There's a lot of good players in the state. There's five stars, high four stars, a lot of good players, and there's no dominant team in the state. I mean, Carolina is the state school. That's the school most people like. But football wise, people don't grow up saying, "Hey, I want to play for UNC football." True. You know, they want to play UNC basketball team.
Basketball.
Me, that's why I wanted to play for the UNC basketball, you know. But yeah, I would say North Carolina.
So I will say, and I don't want any Canes fan to come at me crazy, please. It's the state of Ohio, believe it or not. Because they produce a lot of, not as much as like Florida, Texas, Georgia, California, but Ohio has produced some really good football players. I was tracking it, and I mean Ohio State's roster, right? They got football players on there, so it's like they got some ballers. Either there or Wisconsin. Give me some linemen from Wisconsin.
Yeah,
or Iowa. That'll be my new big three. I was coaching. I want to add a pipeline. Ohio, Wisconsin, Iowa.
The only thing about Ohio is that there's that dominant team in the state.
That's true.
If there's a five star.
Yeah, more than likely
he's going to Ohio State. You know, if not Ohio State, he's probably going to go to Penn State or Michigan.
Yeah, somewhere in the Big
Ten. Yeah, but like I said, in North Carolina, there's not that dominant state school there. That's why I say North Carolina.
Okay. Hey, Zach, does Utah have? I haven't really been tracking any dominant players coming from you. Well, I don't really follow Utah high school football, but do you guys really have dominant football teams out there, like really good athletes?
Yeah. So I went to Highland High School that's out here in Salt Lake City, and then there's a powerhouse that's right up the street from me, which is East High School, and they've had a lot of kids go to like Alabama, LSU, Florida.
Utah?
I don't think we don't have any kids on our roster from Utah. Well, not that I know of.
Utah, they like produce a lot of Samoans, right? I don't know, but I would figure Samoans.
I don't know if that's the case or they just get them from like
Hawaii
and the like Samoa Islands, yeah. And they like come to the Pac-12, like because Pac-12 has a lot of them.
Yeah,
right. Oregon, Washington State. We should probably get a pipeline there too, but dang, that's far. That's hard to get kids from Hawaii and the Samoa Islands to Miami.
So yeah, Utah has some product we've had over the last. I don't know, we've been so dominant over the last 4 or 5 years with high school talent going to the SEC. Nick Saban has actually traveled here in Salt Lake, and
I met
him once, and he's all football. He's not personal or anything. He's all about getting the big guys to go down to his school.
Okay, all right, that's what's up, man. All right, guys, what's next? What's the next topic?
Let's Zach, you mentioned earlier the draft, the players that declared early or graduated Zach, who do you think will be the best? Who do you think will be drafted the highest, and who do you think will be the best in the pros out of all the Miami players?
I think DJ Dallas really has a good chance right now. What I've seen on tape from him over the last two seasons, and then watching his combine.
Yeah, I mean,
he did surprise me with that 40 time.
What do you run, like a four five eight?
It's a four. I think it's around there. It's 4.5 something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty good time.
And that's a good time. That's a good time to me.
How about you, Zo?
All right. So, who I think is going to be best? Who I want to do the best?
Who do you think will be drafted the highest, and who do you think is going to be the best pro?
Okay. Who I think gets drafted the highest? I honestly think it's going to be Jeff Thomas.
You think he's going to get drafted the highest?
I think he will. I know he didn't have the most productive year last year, but like listen to like Marsh, the Forza Up podcast, when they had like NFL analysts on there. They're saying that a lot of teams are still in love with this guy's speed and like his playmaking ability. So I think like Shaq is like the safe bet, right? Because Shaq is 4-year starter, never been hurt, solid linebacker. Some people question his speed, but I mean, he's a football player. He's a linebacker. It's what you imagine when you imagine a linebacker is Shaq.
Yeah.
But Jeff Thomas is like that he's a playmaker. Right? And I could see like if what's the guy who used to own the Raiders?
Al Davis.
John?
Al Davis.
Yeah. Al Davis, there you go. I could see if Al Davis was alive and be like, oh, this guy looks pretty fast. Like, yeah, he didn't run a 4.2 or nothing, but he's a love drive and speed, right? Speed and power. So I could see them taking something like that, but the character issues, I mean, it's not like he was fighting coaches.
But we saw.
At least not that we know.
But we saw with Gerald Willis, like, I thought Gerald Willis was going to be, you know, at worst, you know, second-round pick.
Yeah, me too. That one caught me off
guard. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think everybody was shocked. He didn't get drafted. And it was because of what? Off-field issues.
I think his last season, though, he matured like he was in no trouble. Yeah. And he was just dominating on the football field. High energy, the motor. I'm like, I wanted that guy on the Dolphins. Well, he's on the Dolphins now.
Yeah.
But, like, I want him playing so I can buy his jersey. Even if he's not playing, I might just buy his jersey anyway. Because the Dolphins are making moves right now. So, I'm like, all right, I might buy another one. Because they were pissing me off for the longest.
Hey, so we just got a former Canton that just got traded to the Miami Dolphins today.
Yeah, Eric Flowers.
He signed, I think. He signed a free agent deal.
Yeah, 3 years, $30 million is what I saw.
I mean, he was a good player, a really good player last season.
Yeah, I heard so. From what I've seen from Redskins fans was that he really like got back on track and like showed why he was a first round pick.
I think what it was is they moved him from left tackle to guard, and it fit him better. Even in college, he was good. But he was not a top 10 pick. He shouldn't have been a top 10 pick, in my opinion. He was good. He was solid.
That one caught me off. I was happy he was, but it definitely caught me off guard. But, yeah, I mean, who I think is going to be the best pro? I think I'm going to say it might be Shaq. Just because I think like he's gonna get the, I mean, I think he might not be like a Pro Bowler or something like that, but I don't know why I could just see him playing for like the Falcons or something and just being like a solid guy and have like a solid career in the NFL.
Man, I completely disagree with your choice.
What?
I mean, as far as who's gonna get drafted the highest, I think Jeff Thomas might not get drafted. Okay. But on the flip side, I think he could be the best pro. As far as
I agree with that.
I think him and Garvin. I really like Garvin.
But Garvin's production dropped.
Yeah, I mean it dropped, but it happens, man. It happens. A lot of people,
But, like, should it have dropped that much, especially with Greg, like, taking so much attention?
I mean, I agree with you, but I remember his sophomore year. He was a monster.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that. And we thought he was going to be, like, take that next step, which I don't think he did.
If you think about it, some players, and this happens to a lot of college players, is that year, like, example, Clowney, his junior year in South Carolina, people were criticizing him because he didn't put up stats and they didn't think he was playing as hard. A lot of people that year they're about to be drafted, they play not to get hurt.
Well, didn't he sit out too?
I think he sat out the bowl game.
Like the bowl game. So, I mean, I do believe, he wasn't playing.
A lot of people, when they know they're about to hit the draft, they just play not to get injured.
I guess. I mean, and I get it because he was like a lock to be a first rounder.
I mean, he was a monster.
I don't think Garvin was a lock to be a first rounder.
Like, no, I got you.
Gregory was so right now, even if he gets like 9 sacks, he's still, to me, on pace to be a, like, top 10 pick in the NFL draft.
Even if he gets 3 sacks.
Because I don't think we're going to get him again.
No, he's gone.
Yeah, like that. What he did last year was unreal, man. Let me get back on top.
As far as best for, I think Garvin can do it, and Jeff Thomas, I think he can be a star receiver in the league.
Hey, no love for KJ, huh? Both of you guys.
I think KJ could be like a solid player, but
I think KJ could be solid. I think he should be able to get a good little contract and have a successful season in the NFL or a successful career.
Yeah, rather. I mean he was good. He was good. He didn't blow me away. He was a good player. Solid player.
Yeah, and that could have been sporadic quarterback play, exactly. Or erratic quarterback play, whatever it was.
Yeah.
We got the Eric King.
We got the King, fellas.
We got the savior, the Eric King. We have never had a quarterback ever like the Eric King. Ever.
Have you watched his film over the last 2 or 3 seasons?
That's almost all I did at work when we signed him. Like, I was sitting there and just had YouTube running and is watching this man highlights. Like, there's no way. There's no way he's coming. Oh, my God. And we get the guy to Miami. I was almost as happy. I think I was. Maybe even more happy than when LeBron signed to the Heat. Like, when LeBron signed to the Heat, I was like, jumping and down, like, you know what? And when we got De'Aaron King, I might have been more excited than that.
I'm not gonna lie, I was excited when we signed Tate. I was like, yo, we got our quarterback. Everybody was. You remember how crazy Twitter went? Was going? It was like midnight. It was like midnight when he signed. Everybody was going crazy, man. I think Manny was dropping. Manny was dropping memes or whatever. It was a crazy time, man.
Hey, now the craziest part is when he had tweeted. He was like, "Oh yeah, and guess what? I'm eligible." We was like, "Oh,
yeah."
We didn't really give him a shot, though. We saw him play against, Louisiana Tech.
Yeah. So oh, my bad. God.
What is
oh
this?
Oh, my God, bro.
I said we give him a shot. We're going to get the same play.
He needs to move the receiver.
Derrick King is going to.
In my opinion, he just needs to go ahead and move the receiver.
Yeah, he should to me. Because, I mean, he's not going to beat out Derrick King. No one is. That's his job.
Yeah.
I do believe Cozy comes in next. Next year to take us against Alabama, and then TVD, and we go on from there. I'm appreciative of Tate coming to Miami because he was a baller in high school, but he didn't do anything for us. He didn't win a job at Ohio State, so it's like, all right, well, I mean, he's an athlete still, so yeah, I would put him at receiver. We could use that leadership. He's a playmaker.
Yeah, I would put him at receiver, man. I would even like. you know, like, let him run the ball a little bit, you know, like a slash player or whatnot, you know, like a Taysom Hill.
Yeah, honestly, or you put it, well, shit, he ain't going to get no running back, Burn. I was going to say, he could be like a DJ Dallas, but our running back right now. Honestly, actually, right now, right, because we got Cam Harris, we got Rooster, we still got Robert Burns, but Don Chaney's, you know, he's hurt. Well, he's what, coming back from an injury. With Lorenzo Lingard leaving, like, DJ's gone. Maybe put the tape back there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't, like I said, like, that La Tech game, he didn't look fast.
But then again, like, I don't know what kind of plays. As soon as he caught the ball, I swear they were on him, and he was running for his life. And it just looked sad. And I think he turned around and threw the ball back and did a Jones special. threw the ball back.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about that crap no more, man.
Look, I'm going to just say this. I've been embarrassed as a Cane fan. But, God, FIU – I can't believe we got trolled by FIU. Never in my life did I think we would get trolled by FIU fans. And I couldn't even say nothing back. They said, we the University of Miami now, the University of Coral Gables. And I was like, you know what? Y'all beat us. Ain't nothing I can really say. And I trolled a lot. God, I mean, don't get me, I still came back with some bangers. But God, bro,
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, it hurt me, but I was happy to see Butch succeed. I love Butch, man. I think Butch is the godfather of.
I don't like how come here, play a little Debbie. The faking the injuries for the
I feel you. But you know what?
And I get it. It's part of the game, but.
Butch,
come on, man. It's your old school. Don't do it. Like
Butch
that.
Is a savage, man. Butch is a savage. He's not winning, man.
But it's to you, man. Just play it straight, bro. Play straight football. Don't play no gimmicks. Just play it straight. And I do believe he outcoached
100%.
And I think 100%. That's what it was at the end of the day. God dang, bro. That should never in my life, never have I ever would have thought we would lose to FIU and Louisiana Tech.
No, I mean, I'm going to tell you.
Especially in the same year.
No, the worst loss of the season to me was the Georgia Tech game. Because La Tech is, you know, was a bowl team. FIU, I think they made a bowl, right?
Yeah, and they
Georgia
got
Tech
out.
Won like 3 games or 4 games this year.
Yep. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And they that was the first to go from the triple option. We're supposed to win.
Yeah,
by like
I think we were favored by it was well over 20 points.
But then guess what? Give a fake punt. Boys don't care. Feeling like shit. That was last year. I know we say there's no way that this upcoming season can be as bad as last season. There is no way that this upcoming if we see now I'm getting excited. My bad. I'm gonna try to bring it back down. If we. Honestly, if you don't open up 4-0,
I feel you.
I'm gonna give up on the season. Right? But then again, we got De'Aaron King. I do believe we go 4-0. So I'm just gonna stay positive. I'm just gonna be positive. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be positive on Twitter. I'm gonna be positive in the games, unless they don't let us fly because Corona.
So Zach. So who do you think is gonna be the breakout player? Like, what player, or current player on the team, do you think is gonna break out next season? Give me a player on offense or defense.
De'Aaron King on offense, and then Quincy Rochelle on defense.
So, you got an offense and defense.
Breakout players on offense and defense. So, all right, breakout player. And look, I'm going to say this. Again, people don't come at me. But my offensive guy is going to be Mark Pope. I'm going to stick by
him, man.
I know everybody like,
me and you don't agree on a lot of things, man. me and you are not agreeable on a lot of things. But go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
But that's good, though. That's good, though. It's not going to be the same good if we got the same opinion. But I'm going to say Mark
why?
Pope.
Why? Tell me why.
Because I'm a Mark Pope
tell
guy.
Tell me why.
Because I know high school is not college, but I saw flashes in college. I feel like if he gets his head in the game, he can be that guy again. Like, you don't just become the number one receiver in the state of Florida and not be good. Like, I remember, I think his confidence was gone. I think it's coming back. But the noodles I remember is, if you want to win, put noodles
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't care. But I feel like after his freshman year, he came in wanting to break Amon Richards' record. Then he wasn't playing. Then he was talking about transferring. Then he wasn't. He didn't know the playbook. Yeah. And I just saw his confidence keep dropping. But this year, with Red Lashing is always coming back. And yeah, it's a little more simplified. I know some people don't like that because they're like, when you go to the NFL, it's not going to be simple.
Yeah.
But as of right now, the fact that I do believe it's kind of back to how it used to be, like in high school, like a little simpler. And I feel like his confidence is coming back. He's putting that work in. He's no longer like, oh, I want to transfer, or I'm not playing. That confidence is back. So I believe in my heart that he's going to be the breakout receiver for us, the breakout player on offense that no one's really expecting. Because everyone's like, D. Wiggins, you know, Mike Harley's the leader. We got these dope-ass freshmen coming in. But I'm not giving up on Mark Pope. Then my defensive guy... Let's see. I heard good things about Avery Huffer. When he comes back, I really like what I saw from Sam Brooks. Like, I do believe Sam Brooks is gonna be like, cause look, the D line is gonna eat.
Yeah,
we might break an NCAA record in sacks. That D line will eat, and that's gonna make everyone else look better. And Sam Brooks, when we were playing like hot garbage juice against Louisiana Tech, this guy was at FIU as well. I'm pretty sure it was Louisiana Tech game I was watching. He was just like, to me, he was flying around. Just like, even if his heart wasn't in it or something like that, even though I believe it was, he was still making plays. He was there. So I'm like, if that's him, and I don't know if this is the case, but if that's him and his heart's not in it, and he's still just everywhere making plays, imagine if we're dominating. And he's 1,000% in it. To me, I'm like, I didn't expect that out of him. Only because, you know, for the past, 4 years, we had Shaq, Mike, and Zach. So then to see him come in fresh, I'm like, yo, this kid right here is going to be special.
He's fast.
Yeah, he is. Fast, long, strong. And a lot of people talk about Avery Huff, so I do believe we're in good hands, man. But I do believe, man, Sam Brooks comes back, and I'm super excited. Besides the people everybody want to see, I'm super excited to see Sam Brooks back on there.
No, I got you. I think
got to get back.
I got you. Like I said, I don't want to talk bad about Pope, but I haven't seen it, man.
Tell me your guys.
I got to see it to believe it with Pope. But breakout on offense, man, Jermaine Payton, man. I think coming out, I think he was the top receiver in the state of Florida coming out his year.
He could have been. He's a four-star
guy. I think he just got the tools. He's big. He's physical. He can make very acrobatic catches. He's fast enough. I think he's going to be wide receiver number one. I hope he's wide receiver number one. He's what I would want in a wide receiver number one, like physically.
Yeah, I mean he looks the part. He does look
you know,
the part.
But he hasn't done nothing. So we'll see. That's more of a projection. Defense, defense. I would say Gervon, man. Gervon Hall.
I mean, I would like to see more out of him, yeah.
I think
but I do believe, like, when him and Bubba were back there together, they were rolling, man.
Gervon was a little shaky. Like, I think the first game against Florida, he was real shaky. But he just kept on getting better and better and better. And I think he was our highest graded player on PFF on defense. I think he was. I don't quote me on that, but like just on the defense. Period. I know.
I don't know how that grade works.
I would think it would be Rousseau, right? You know,
yeah, because the guy had like
exactly. But
sacks.
I think most games, I think Gervin Hall was the highest graded player. I could be wrong, but I saw a bunch of games he was the highest graded player. I just think he's got it. He's fast. He's physical. He has experience now. I think he could be all ACC easily this upcoming year. And Frierson, I think he's gonna have a big year.
You know, an interesting trend I feel like I noticed with a lot of kids. For some reason, they come to Miami, right, with super a lot of swagger, and something happens, right, and they lose it.
Absolutely.
And they finally get it back their, like, senior year. Yeah. Like, Stacey Coley came through freshman year, bald. Then he got injured, and then his stats went, like, shit. And then his senior year, back up. Like,
Coley.
Amon Richards, freshman year, bald. Then sophomore year, injuries, you know, unfortunately, season ending, like, injury, unfortunately. But, like, but his confidence is coming back up bottom. I don't know what it is about Miami. A lot of kids come in with a super high expectation, and it could be the culture thing that everyone's talking about. And then it just kind of goes down. But then it comes back up by the time they get rated as they mature.
Like, what's his name? Philip Dorsett, same deal. He had a pretty good, I think, sophomore year. And then he started dropping passes, and people weren't, like, really high on him.
Yep.
And then senior year, first-round pick, you know?
Yep, and then he started making. I was like, yeah, he started making plays, catching deep bombs. I'm like, let's go, bro. Yeah. I don't know what it is, and it could be the culture thing. But man, you know what I noticed about this freshman class? Oh, here's one. Here's what we got. Your favorite recruit, and this is tough. I know.
Favorite recruit for 2020 class.
For 2020. 2020, yeah.
Can I do offense, defense?
Let's do offense, defense.
Okay. Defense, I really like Elijah Roberts, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be – right now, I think the D tackles on the team are good. There are a lot of solid ones. But I don't see that like special defensive tackle. Like I don't see a Gerald Willis. I don't see a RJ McIntosh.
Not even Nesta.
I mean, so far Nesta hasn't done too much of nothing, in my opinion. He's been solid.
He's been injured. Yeah,
he's been injured. But he was solid last season. But you remember RJ McIntosh a few years ago? He was wrecking havoc. You remember him against Notre Dame? He's just eating them up.
I really wish he didn't
know. I know, me too. And Willis, I don't even talk about Willis. Willis was probably the best D-tack.
Dude, I love that man too.
Man.
I love that guy.
Like, Joe Willis, like, he was just dominant. Probably the best D-tackle in the country. And what we have so far, from what I've seen, is, like, solid. Like, I think Nesta's solid. I think John Ford is solid. We really don't know what we have with Blissett and Jordan
and Jaleel Holly,
Jordan Miller. They all seem solid, but I think Elijah Roberts, I think he could be special. You know, he could be a special D tackle. You know, offense, Rooster, man.
Yeah,
I love
Rooster, man, but man, he wouldn't have bought us at first, man. He's about
dude, it's all good, bro. It is all good.
Hey, yeah, he's right. He's with us now.
I don't care how he got here, but he got here.
You're right. I am glad as hell. I'm appreciative.
I'm not gonna lie. I was really angry that they weren't going after Parrish.
Yeah, I was too. Cause we were putting all the eggs for Rooster. I'm like, he don't want to be here.
I'm not gonna lie.
But I was so glad it worked out. I'm not gonna lie.
I kind of like Parrish a little bit better than Chaney, and people call me crazy. I thought Parrish was better than Chaney. Again, that might upset people. That's just my opinion. But I like.
Yeah. Hey, Kane's fam, I do not agree with him. Just say I'll come
on. Trust me, I've said that to a few people, and I've gotten really demonized for that. But I like Rooster,
as you should.
but I like Rooster more than all of them. He was my favorite running back coming out, in the area. So I think,
like out of all running backs or just Florida?
In the area, in South Florida, Florida area. I like him better than DeMarcus Bowman.
When I watched that kid, and I was like, he went to Clemson. He didn't even give us a shot. He went to Clemson. God dang.
I know Florida really wanted him. Florida thought he was coming there, you know?
Yeah. That's true. I'm glad he did.
Clemson dropped them bags. Dropped them bags.
They are going to be a
free, bro.
That recruiting, I don't know how we let them get that recruiting class.
I don't understand how they're not the number one recruiting class. I think Georgia ended up number one.
How did they get the number one quarterback, number one running back, number one defensive tackle?
Exactly.
They had
six or seven five stars.
They literally got the number one players like every position. They literally assembled the Avengers. They got Dabo got all Infinity Stones. Assembled the Avengers.
I'm not gonna lie.
They're gonna be a problem for 4 or 5.
Kirby's a beast, man. On the trail, he's a beast. I know. A lot of.
I heard rumors that he might be let go.
There's no way.
That's what I'm hearing.
He's the best recruiter in the country, to me.
I don't know, man. Cause Dabo been. Kirby, he sells it because Georgia ain't win since I've been alive. They ain't win that championship.
I feel you. I mean,
but they've been stellar Georgia.
I'm not saying he's the best coach. I think he's not close to being the best coach, but he's definitely the best recruiter to me. But how about you as far as your favorite recruits?
Just here, again, sorry, hear me out. All right.
Okay. I'm gonna see if we agree or disagree. Me and you gonna be like Shannon.
We're gonna be
like Shannon and Skip.
Skip. Now I'm gonna say my offensive guy is Xavier Restrepo.
Gotcha. Right?
This kid, he has that swagger that I saw out of Braxton Berrios. Because I'm be honest. Not anything crazy racial, nothing like that. But like, to me, to come down to face like Miami and to be like a white kid or like a Hispanic kid, where it's like if you want to play with like predominantly black kids, a lot of these kids grow up looking at you different, right? And you gotta have that swag. You gotta be tough. And I saw that at Braxton, like just in his camps in high school, like he don't care who he's playing against. And I see that same thing out of Xavier, like that kid. He don't care who you are, how good you are. He for the ball, right? And then as soon as this guy gets to Miami, like he's putting in so much work. This man goes on IG live because some people you could post a picture. I know some people are roasting OJ Dub because he took a picture of his cleats in the indoor IPF. They're like, this man took a picture of his cleats and dipped because you don't see him working out. Right? And that's not saying he actually did it, but that's what people were saying, making jokes. This man Xavier. Put his phone down, and what I love too, man. What I love about this was his dad. Once we get Ben, we gotta get his dad on the podcast. His dad was working him out, like on IG live, so everyone could see. Like, oh, it's not just talk. Like, we are putting in work, and this dude, was working. He was like tired, like working. His dad, like, nah, you're not done. You got five hundred more sets. No matter what his dad said, like you can see, Xavier was dead tired, but he was like, "All right, let's get it." Like he just had that fight that Ed Reed I was talking about in him, and I said, "Like I hope it never goes away." But he has that in him, and I was like, "Yo, like this kid from high school because he was at St. Thomas before he switched over to Deerfield to now at the U. It's like, yo, this kid, I'm so glad we got him." And we didn't really have to battle so much to get him because he was like, he
wanted
school,
to come.
He was like,
that was the school he was waiting for.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And I loved it. So ever since all those chips aligned, and to even him getting on campus, seeing him start, this is my guy on offense. And on defense, man, I'm going to say it's Chance Williams.
Okay.
Like, watching his, like, just watching this guy's tape.
He's a freak.
Like, he is, man. He's, like, I used to hate when people, like, describe, like, defensive ends. Like, oh, they're good bending. Yeah, they can bend. I used to hate. I'm like, what the hell y'all be talking about? Like, but then, like, you watch him play. Like, after watching, you know, you can see Greg and you can see the bending off. But, like, watching Chad in high school, like, this guy, he just gets to the quarterback. Yeah. And we have a history of, like, just, for some reason, we're on a roll with defensive ends. And I don't want to stop. Like, we are on a roll. Just putting out these monsters. And I think Chance is going to be, like, the next one.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's a good kid, man. Yeah. He's, from what I've seen, from what I've interacted, from everything, like, he's not a rude person. He's not, like, he don't try to bully nobody. He don't try to be, like, an asshole. Like, he seems like a really good kid. And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad we got that kid on the team. So those are my offense and defense guys.
Yeah,
I love the whole class. Yeah.
I mean,
but man, yo, those two just stuck out.
Just, I would say one last topic is probably the biggest news of the day was Hopkins getting traded to
the NFL GMs need to be drug tested.
So Zach, so like, well, how do you feel about that? Were you following that? Hopkins getting traded? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I was following that a little bit today. Mixed emotions, but I guess it's a business and he's got to do what's best for him. And I guess the Texans have to move on and get some more talent. And he's going to go down to Arizona with Kyle Murray.
When I heard he got traded, I couldn't believe it. Number one, I couldn't believe that he would even they would even trade him. Number one,
right?
I couldn't believe they would even trade him. Okay, I was like, okay, he got traded. Okay, and then when I saw what he got traded for, I was like, damn, like yo, he got traded for it was a good, like, David Johnson. He's a good running back. He's not like.
He's not.
I would understand
equivalent.
I would understand. Okay, let's say he got traded for like Saquon Barkley in a second round pick.
Yeah,
I would understand that. Or Christian McCaffrey in a second round pick. Okay, because those are superstars. You know, and you know, wide receivers are much more valuable than, you know, a great running back. But a good running back in a second round pick. I don't know, bro.
Debatable.
It's crazy.
This look. I don't know. Even if they draft, they're not going to draft the next DeAndre Hopkins. Not right now. They're not going to have DeAndre Hopkins year one. Who you can make a legit argument. You can make that argument that he's the best wide receiver in the league currently.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys say that.
I'm not saying he is.
A lot of guys say that.
I know you can make the argument. And you do have like a backing to make that argument. Right? Because he's never... Deshaun is like probably the best quarterback he's ever played with. He's always had new quarterbacks. I mean, he's just been on not the best teams. And he's still putting up 1,200 yards receiving.
27 years old.
So you can make that argument always. And I don't know what that move was. Now, who you letting go? Duke Johnson, Lamar Miller? I let go of somebody.
I think Lamar's a free agent now. So they're going to keep Duke. Because Duke is signed for the next few years.
Well, I'll take Lamar back.
Yeah, Lamar's a good player. He's still a good player.
I heard Melvin Gordon wants Miami, but he wants, like, max contract. No, sir. We are known for giving out max contract. But we just made, what, Byron Jones the highest paid DB? Like, we do that. Mike Wallace made the highest paid receiver. We done gave Ryan Tannehill like 96, 98 million or something like that. We are known for giving out.
I didn't see that. So Byron Jones signed with the Dolphins? Yeah, I didn't see that.
I think 4 years.
You said he's the highest.
No, 5 years, I think.
You said he's the highest paid DB in the NFL?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Highest paid corner, at least.
He is not the best. He's not even close to being the best corner in the NFL.
Well, it's Miami, so.
That will do. You want a missed contract? Come to Miami.
Let me see. Like, yeah, I don't know if I can get. Yeah, and I think we got
I don't know if it's true or not, because I know what the Vikings let go of Rhodes, Xavier Rhodes.
Yeah.
And yeah, I believe he picked him up.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I know he's been getting worse and worse over time. The last few years.
Kinda. He's still a good, still a, let's see.
Yeah.
Get my Dolphins up. We got Kyle Von Noy from the Patriots.
Okay.
We got, ooh, jeez Louise. Uh-oh. No, there's still Cal. Let me just hit the Miami Dolphins button just to see who all we got. Because I know we literally signed like 4 or 5 DB or players just right now. Like today. We've been on a spree. We've been on a little streak.
Yeah, man. Things have been crazy, like, you know, with the whole coronavirus thing. So the only thing I've seen is Hopkins. I've seen that come across my YouTube. Like, man, that's crazy. I don't know why the Patriots wouldn't try to get him. You know, they traded him for a second round pick and a running back. What do you think? We kind of get in our groove a little bit. You know, we know.
Yeah, definitely.
Because today it was a little bit, you know, at first I was like, Zach, you hosted. You know, but yeah. I kind of felt like, okay, yo, maybe I need to kind of push it around, you know, moderate it a little bit more.
And you do, honestly, you do seem like a natural. Like, you got everything, like, how do you feel about this? Keeping everybody, like, yeah, you did a good job, man.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. But I say, let's you know, get in our groove a few episodes, and once we feel comfortable, that's, you know, our roles. Because it doesn't seem like you know a ton about recruiting, right? Do you? It's all good.
Yeah, so go to 24/7. That's a lot of people use 24/7. You can check a lot of this stuff, but they got a lot of information. You, a lot of it. But I will say, Zach, you also do like a really good job like managing the social media. Like,
yeah, man.
Twitter, like, you're killing the Twitter right now. You got the IG up. You got a website. Like, keep pushing that stuff.
Yeah.
You're like doing a really good job of that. Focus on that one a lot, man. I don't really know what I can add yet.
No, yo.
YouTube.
No, bro. You got it, bro. You're gonna be the blood. The blood in the body, brother. You feel me?
Well, I'm gonna try, man. So, cause you got a good team, man. Like, you got the hosting stuff. Zach is killing it with the social media stuff. I'll try to, like, you know, get more attention and contact people and, hey, like, you know, and you guys do the same, obviously, we get them on. I'll throw my suggestions for who we could have on as our first guest.
Yeah.
Right? We can all agree before we invite
you. I got you.
That sounds good, Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, just let us know. Let me know next time, next date, next topic. I'm sure something will happen to you. By the time that you know, next interview comes around, or next podcast comes around, so we'll have some more information to talk about.
Yo, so Zach. Okay.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, that'd be awkward if you can't say it.
Yeah. I've never used this platform. Hopefully not. Edit that down.
Yeah.
Okay. I fell asleep.
All right. Let's see.